Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Edition of the Scoreboard. This is Tony, and I do believe I have my co-host Jazz in the clubhouse.
Absolutely, absolutely. How are you today?
I am good, Jazz. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. You know, the day has been pretty hectic, but we both made it here safely. So, hey, let's make it happen.
Absolutely. You parked in the spot. Got our gear ready to go. I've been gearing up for you this today. You know, I've been trying to get on my NFL game.
Nah, you great just the way you are. You know, you why change perfection? Why even try? You know, it's all good.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. But I'm gonna try to bring it to you. I've been taking notes. I've been watching some games. But you know, it's Thanksgiving week, so I've been wearing many hats this week, so. I'm just going to do what I can and let it do what it do.
Let's make it happen.
All right, well, we're going to open up the show. We say welcome, everybody, to the Scoreboard of Boss Lady Publishing event. My name is Tony, and my co-host is Jazz, and we are so happy
Absolutely.
That you're joining us this evening.
Absolutely.
Yes,
and I want to thank Boss Lady. I want to thank Boss Lady for putting everything together, making sure everything flow, and I got to send a salute to her for real.
That's what she does, and she does it so well. And just to get some bill paying things out of the way, I just want to remind everybody that the PCHOP 4 will be releasing in January 2015. So please keep your cyber eyes open for Nini's latest and greatest release. And also be on the lookout for I Used to Love Her Too by the one and only director with the pen, Aaron Bebo. And in case you're getting ready for this Black Friday shopping, Chameleon with Dee's Deception will be coming out. That's this Friday, Black Friday, November 28th. So get your one quick finger ready. And also, look for Boo Jackson. They'll be following right behind that with Malicious Intent. And I got to say, I know firsthand those are great, great reads. So please be on the lookout for that from Boss Lady Publisher. And I'm going to kick it over to my one and only, the football man himself, Jazz, and let him tell you some things that's going on with him. What's going on, Jazz?
Hey, and you know, I guess I'm trying to get all of my social media stuff together, so I'm a little behind on the times on that. But you know, I do have a YouTube thing that we do every week, a YouTube show that we do every week called Chopping It Up at the Shop, and mm-hmm. you know, they can see me and my partners every week doing the same thing that I'm doing right now with you. And right now that's what we concentrating on right now, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And reading some of them books that you know that you mentioned.
Yeah, you gotta get your read on sports and reading. That's two things that
absolutely.
Are important for me. Yeah, we definitely gotta get you on the social media, you know, so we can interact and you know, chop it up on social media as well.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's been a little hard. I'm not gonna say hard, but I'm coming into the 21st century now. I'm broadening my horizon with
well,
your
know,
help
you know.
And Boss Lady. With all y'all help, I could be a social butterfly in no time.
Well, you know, I got to give it all to Leisha because she puts it out there. She challenges me, and I try to come through. So, you know, she's my go-to when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, she was, you know, she was shooting a little shade, but that's okay because I'm going to catch up.
Well, that's what she does. She does it well. But we got to kick off. What do you want to talk about? Football? Basketball?
Well, you know what?
It's been happening.
Well, you know what? Let's first start off with last week. I told everybody that I was a Oakland Raiders fan, and they got their first win against the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. And first of all, I got to start off the show by saying there will be no 0-16 with the Oakland Raiders. Let's start there, because there were some people who were doubting that. Thinking that they was going 0-16 like Detroit. We ain't going out like that. Now, we may go, you know, 1-15, but we ain't going 0-16.
You know, I was going to say, you know, maybe you do that 1-15. You know, you got some saving grace there.
But that's okay. But, again, Detroit Lions are the only team to have never won a game in a season. So, now they could keep having that, they could keep having that record, and we gonna get another win too before it's all over. Tell you,
that's good. Well, you know, speaking of Detroit, you know they're doing their thing this season. You know, I'm still a novice and a rookie in this NFL thing, but I do try to follow and try to understand. And when I don't understand, I kind of, you know, bend my husband's ear. But okay. Calvin Johnson, you know, isn't he on a? He's one of the big names in Detroit.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know they played the Patriots, and it didn't go well. It didn't go well. Calvin and them took an L, but the Patriots are hot right now. So the Patriots, you know, it's ironic because Detroit had the number one defense against the number one defense overall in the league, and the Patriots, they systematically took them apart. So, you know, so the Detroit, hopefully they'll come back this week and have a better week. They're supposed to play Sunday. I think they played Dallas, if I'm not mistaken, on Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. So maybe they'll have a better week this week.
Oh, maybe. You know, this is a pretty big week and a short week. So I'm getting all my football lingo all together. I'm trying to throw it out there like I know what I'm talking about.
You know, you got it. You got it. You're getting it. What you ain't got, you getting.
I'm trying. But with this short week, you know, there's some big games coming up on Thursday. You know, I was thinking maybe we could put some picks, you know, get some picks out there at the end of the show.
You really want to go down that road? I mean, you really going to do that?
No, not yet. It's just a thought.
You know, I got to say, you know, if anybody caught, I'm not sure if you caught the Buffalo Bills game, but, you know, Buffalo, you know, they had to play in Detroit, of course, because of the snow.
Right.
And they slaughtered the Jets. They did the Jets dirty. And it's funny because no, it was not a good weekend for the New York teams. It was not a good weekend.
Because
the Giants lost too. Giants lost to Dallas, of course. You know what I mean? I shouldn't say of course because I will say.
I was about to say, Jazz. You said you threw in that little of course. You know, and it's not even talking about my Knicks.
We're gonna touch on that. I'm gonna give you time to get your feet up under you before I, you know, totally destroy your Knicks team. But you know, I like if you saw the game, then you saw the catch that Odell Beckham made, and right now that is catch of the year. Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yes, that's the catch of the century.
Yo, I don't know how. I have no idea how he did that, but you know, I salute him for that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. The catch was beautiful, and he beasted out with two touchdowns. And I got him on my fantasy team, so I'm not going to shout him out no more because you know I'm being biased. But that's my man. And Seattle won this week. That was a big game. And Seattle beat. Arizona. And Arizona's leading the division.
Yeah.
They were up two games. Mm-hmm. But now, with Seahawks winning, they're only up a game. So, we'll see with Palmer being hurt, Stanton got to step up. And Seattle was back to form. Played on, they controlled the game on defense and had a couple of touchdowns. That's all they need. And your 49ers won, by the way.
No, those are NeNe and Legion 49ers. You know, that's their boys.
Well, I thought you was going to jump on the bandwagon.
No. I have my own team. You know, we have to have that little inner rivalry. It's all good. Keep us healthy on our toes. But I think the 49ers and Seattle are playing together on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, did you see the Broncos game?
The Denver Broncos game, that was the come-from-behind win?
Yes.
Okay, I saw some of that game. I was slipping all over the place, and I thought I had to fill in for Sunday's show, so I did a little bit of that. But, you know, I was flipping the channels and stuff, but I was thinking I want to go back to Seattle.
Okay.
Now, do you feel that they are playing up to the way they ended their season last year?
I mean, you know, how do you – it's hard to – you know, you're talking about a team that has – you know, they traded Percy Harvin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a disgruntled but still valuable Marshawn Lynch. You know, Wilson's trying to come into his own. They lost some pieces on defense last year with free agency. It's not the same team, but I think that they're playing well enough to make the playoffs. Now, once you make the playoffs, it's anybody's game at that point, you know, so it's just making it. And it's the same thing with 3 years ago when they made the playoffs at 7-9 and went into New Orleans and beat New Orleans. So just making it is half the battle, and I think that they still – make it into the playoffs. Now, how far they go, I don't know. Because right now they don't look very. They're having growing pains, and like they're saying, trying to replace some different people.
Right.
But I just don't know if they could beat a Green Bay. You know, right now, because Green Bay is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay's smoking right now.
Yeah.
or even a Dallas Cowboys team. I don't know if they could beat Cowboys. If the Cowboys continue with the running game, I don't know if they could beat the Cowboys.
Now, see, you that's a bone of contention with a New York fan when you mention the Cowgirls. So I'm just going to, you know.
There you go. I
got to throw some shade on those Cowgirls. You know, this they came in and, you know.
Well, you know, I got to say, it's ironic because now that they won the last couple games, all of a sudden I'm running into a whole lot of Cowboys fans again. But when they was on that two-game losing streak, I couldn't find a Cowboys fan. So, you know, again, Cowboys, Cowgirls, you know, however you want to name them, they still, you know, in the thick of their division. But now, you know, but as far as, you know, the Giants, yeah, they should have won that game. They should have won that game. Giants had a chance. They had a chance.
But I think the turning point for that Giant game, you know, that missed call by, I think it was Crabtree. There was a missed call that they didn't call, and it just tumbled after that. That was just
heartbreaking. Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't think that everything is going to be called. You know, but. You know, at the same time, you know, I give – the Giants look better this week, maybe because it was a rivalry game, because they always get up for Dallas. Maybe they look better this week than they did last week, you know, because Eli threw 5 interceptions last week. So this
don't
week –
remind me, Jazz.
I got it. Come on.
I'm going to – don't remind me. Don't make me have to cut – don't make me have to cut your mic.
I'm sorry, but 5 is 5. I mean, it don't matter how you look at it. He did so much better this week. Aren't you proud of him?
He did. He had me up cheering for him this week. You know, and I haven't done that for Eli in a bit.
Wow. Okay, that was nice. I'm glad you had your pom-poms out and did that. That's nice. I like that. Cool.
Yeah, you know, I have my pom poms. I used to be a cheerleader in college, so I know how to do the pom pom thing.
Well, you know, it's funny because if you look at the NFC South, the Falcons they lose, the Saints lost on Monday night to Baltimore, and the Falcons still lead the division with a 4-7 record, I think. 4-7, I think. Yeah, it's incredible. Nobody wants to win that division. All four of the teams suck. They all suck. All four of them suck. And now they're talking about they might want to redo how the playoffs are done just because of this. Like you can't have a 6-10 team make the playoffs. That's just terrible. But it might happen. It could happen.
But that goes back to what you were saying. It's not how you get into the playoffs that you make it. You know, that goes right back to that.
6-10. What team 6-10 can say, yo, we made the playoffs? It's 6-10. That's terrible. That's terrible. 6-10, you should be vying for a top 10 pick in a draft. You should not be in the playoffs, hosting the playoff game, I mind you, because they're going to win the division, so they get to host the playoff game. Come on. It's got nothing against the system, but that just – and then what are the odds? What if they make it and go all the way to, like, the Super Bowl at 6-10?
I don't know. I don't know if I made it to that point yet. You know, but I want to revisit these 49ers and the Seahawks. But right now, you're listening to The Scoreboard with Tony and Jazz. And this Tuesday sports night, we're talking about everything sports. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. So hold that thought for the 49ers, Jazz.
I got you.
Okay, I think we're back. Jazz, you back with me?
When a skillful marksman is handed a difficult mark, she battles between love and death. Erica, the beautifully sexy yet deadly Trigger has come face to face with the person she cannot kill. But in reality, she cannot allow her to survive. Unstable friendships and loyalty will be tested as passion and revenge slide comfortably into its place. Author Boo Jackson takes you on a thrill ride and poses the question, what do you do when you're torn between what's right and what's wrong, what's real and what's fantasy? Sanity and insanity will fight for a position on the throne as she brings to life the darkened heart behind Malicious Intent. Malicious Intent by author Boo Jackson. Available at Boss Lady Publishing. Check it out.
It's the one and only the Boss Lady, Nene Capri. I hail all the way from North New Jersey. I'm the author of the Pussy Trap series, Trust No Bitch series, and my latest book under G Street Chronicles, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. You can holler at me at NeneCapri.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Nene Capri. I'm coming to a library near you. Trapping.
They call themselves the Dope Girls, and they quickly find out what a dope girl once loved about the game could now turn deadly. Their envy friendships is threatened with quick money, and betrayal seeps into the cracks of their bond, crumbling their foundation with hate. The saying, keep your enemies close and your friends even closer, would have worked if the friends they thought they had not ultimately become the enemies. You never know who could be waiting in the cut to take your spot. Fall into the pages of F. Chameleon as she shows you just how devious deception can be. Devious Deception by author F. Chameleon. Available at Boss Lady Publishing. Check it out.
Are you an author looking for promotional services or a reader looking for a great read at low prices? In this competitive world of books, Writing Royalty Promotions is dedicated to bringing authors and readers together to build a greater respect for literature through our various promotional services and online bookstore. So head over to writingroyaltypromotions.com and check us out.
After learning the history of the Blood Game movement, Ra-Ra takes Venom up on his offer to rep that red and dirty jersey. People began embracing the movement, looking for that feeling of family, love, and bond. Some understood the movement, and others had a hidden agenda for their newfound power. In due time, murder, betrayal, and other acts of violence flood the streets of Newark and surrounding cities. Take a ride with Itchy Moo and read all about how life in the hood goes with no holds barred. Bloodstain. Available now through Street Dedication Publishing.
Absolutely. I'm right here.
Okay,
I'm all with you, baby girl. I'm all with you.
Okay,
yeah,
we have a little problem. A little technical difficulty. You know, this is live.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was out in the green room doing my thing. I'm sorry. And then nobody tapped me. Nobody told me it was time to come back. I'm sorry about that. My bad, people. My bad. Let's get it flowing.
They got your first taste of the green room.
I know, man. It was hectic up in that piece. Man, yo, people need to see that, dude. Whew. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm telling you.
That's our little secret.
So, okay, you wanted to talk about the 49ers.
Yeah, let's talk about those 49ers.
Well,
you know, I lost my lid up with Boss Lady Alicia, but we're going to talk about those 49ers anyway.
That's fine. I mean, you know, somebody got to throw dirt on them. I mean, they barely won. They played a Washington Redskins team, RG3, hasn't been putting up the numbers he put up his rookie year. They squeaked by. They squeaked by. It was Washington. I mean, they shouldn't be, you know, Boss Lady and them really, they shouldn't be, you know, they got to play Seattle on Thursday.
Yes.
Now, if they win against Seattle, I take them seriously. But according to, I don't think San Fran makes the playoffs, and I think this is going to be the game that's going to show you that they're not ready. They're not ready. Kaepernick's going to average at best.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What did you say about Cap?
I said Kaepernick, he's doing average at best. He's not the playmaker that he was a couple years ago. Maybe all that money he got, you know, weighing him down when he run. I don't know. I mean, he just, you know, he's not
okay,
putting
the Jazz, I gotta let you know the chat room. You know, they sent a message via me to let you know. Don't get cut.
I'm saying it's cool. You know, hey, you know, I got Kavanaugh. It's cool. I can take that. It's cool. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's not my fault. Sometimes it too hurts. Sometimes when you touch somebody, they're like, dude, that kind of hurts. Cause they know it's the truth. They know it's the truth.
I'm not sure about your mic, Jazz. You're breaking up. I'm not sure what's going on. It could be, you know, one of those behind the scenes. Difficult because you talk about those Niners.
Well, how's that? Is that better?
It's a little distorted, but I just want to add to what you're saying is, you know, like I said, everybody knows I'm fairly new to football, but just based on the news and the feedback that I've been hearing, the Niners haven't been playing up to the par, just like I think Seattle from where they ended their season last year.
No, they haven't been. And the problem is people have been saying that that's the toughest division in football. I agree with that. But at the same time, you can't have Kaepernick's not elevating his level of play. And Seattle has lost too many pieces. I mean, that's why you have an Arizona team that is in first place right now. It's that simple. Now, will they stay in first place? I don't know. I don't know if Arizona's going to stay in first place. But right now, there's still a game ahead. So I still got to give them the nod right now. Right now. But I don't know because of the whole stand issue.
Okay. All right. Now, I also want to visit a team that I've been looking at, you know, that played on Sunday. LeGarrette Blount. I'm not sure how you pronounce his name. He was let go by
the Patriots.
Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's playing with the Patriots now.
Absolutely.
He had a fantastic game.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you got to take into account before he went to the Steelers, he played with the Patriots last year.
Right.
And then the Patriots didn't re-sign him. He went to the Steelers. Mm-hmm. And you know he wasn't getting the carries that he felt like he should have in Pittsburgh because Lamar Bell. He's beasting right now. So you can't take out Le'Veon Bell and put in LeGarrette Blount. So, Blount, that last game, that Monday night game, the story from what I read, LeGarrette Blount left the field, went to the locker room, got dressed, and left. So the Pittsburgh Steelers cut him. But he goes back to the Patriots, and Janoris Gray, the running back from the Patriots, was late for practice. So they sat him. So when they sat him, LeGarrette Blount comes in, has a hell of a game, and now I don't know who starts next week. I don't know if it's Gray or Blount. I don't know, but Blount landed on his feet, absolutely. Landed on his feet.
Oh,
ultimately,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Landed on his feet, without a shadow of a doubt. Now, I have a question for you.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Now, like you said, you've been doing your homework on football. I've been doing a little homework myself.
On what sport, may I ask?
basketball.
Of course.
And before we finish tonight, mm-hmm. we got to talk about the Pacquiao fight. We got to talk about Pacquiao. Pacquiao, Mayweather, all that. But anyway, let's finish with basketball first. So
okay.
I have 6 questions for you. Six. Yes.
Okay. Two.
We can take them one at a time.
Okay.
And each question is from a different conference, from a different division in the NBA. Because
okay, now you're breaking up again.
How's that?
Uh-huh.
Is that better?
A little bit.
Okay.
Okay, let's try it again.
Okay. What I have for you, and these are questions that I've simulated from other people, from fans, who have questions. Are you willing to take these questions head on?
Bring it on, Jazz. Bring it on.
All right. The first question, Eastern Conference,
uh-huh.
is can Miami win the division?
Can Miami win the division? The Eastern Conference is pretty weak. You know, look at Indiana.
Well, but Eastern, Eastern is, you know, the Wizards are leading the Southeastern Conference. They're winning the Southeast right now.
The Wizards.
So, yeah, Washington Wizards.
They're 9-3, I believe.
Yes, absolutely.
mm-hmm.
So can Miami overtake them?
I'm going to say no.
Wow.
I always go with the underdog. I play the advocate. Because. Have you seen Washington play lately?
I haven't caught a lot of their games. They're playing under the radar.
I've caught some of their games, and they're playing some ball. You know, they got some pieces that they didn't have last year,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Including Paul Pierce, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right. Paul Pierce did go to Washington.
Just his presence on the floor alone changes that whole dynamic for Washington. You know, I mean, a couple of years ago, Washington, like you said, they were under the radar. They wasn't even on the radar, to be honest. And,
absolutely.
They were a totally different team.
Yeah, I didn't notice until I looked them up. I was like, man, they're 9-3. Wow.
Mm-hmm. 9-3.
Never...
They're doing their thing.
Okay, so you think that Miami can't catch them?
Nope, because I always go against Miami.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it because you got the whole New York thing. I understand.
That's right.
I'm connecting the dots. I'm getting it. I'm connecting the dots.
Okay. What's number 2? Bring it on.
Okay. In the Central, can the Cavaliers overtake the Bulls?
No. I'm going with the Bulls.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised. Okay. There's a lot of LeBron love going on.
No, there's, you know, not to take anything away from LeBron, but Chicago plays defense.
Absolutely.
They are the epitome of defense. Tip got that team trained to play serious defense. If nothing else, they come with their defensive game. Their defense.
Yeah, you got a point. I mean, you know, outside LeBron, but LeBron learned that from Miami. So, you know, I don't know if Kevin Love could play defense. Can he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, I see him more as an offensive threat, if anything.
Okay.
But
so you don't
you
think
talk to defense? I don't think so. I'm going with the Chicago on that.
Okay. The number 3.
Oh, boy. I'm halfway there.
How many games will the 76ers win? Over and under 14.
Ah, I I hate to see them lose because they have such good young talent on that team, you know, except for when they're playing against the Knicks. But I do want them to squeak out some wins because
okay.
it can be so disheartening. So to answer your question, what did they win, 13 last year?
I really can't tell you.
I'm gonna think optimistically and say, what did you say? Under 14 or under?
The over under is 14.
Okay, I'm gonna give them 18 games.
Wow. Okay.
I've got faith in them. You know, once they come together, they're still a relatively new team, new talent, young team, you know, and they still need a whole lot of pieces.
I agree. Well, they got Carter Williams at point, and they do have Noel.
He's still young.
Noel just came back from the broken leg or whatever. Now they're not going to have MB because, you know, MB out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. You say 18? Okay.
And that's on the high side, but you know they have no experience, no leadership.
Yeah,
you know, no cohesion, no glue to keep them together and show them what it is to be an NBA player. Because I think they still have that college player mentality.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, yeah, and the years of Kentucky are gone. That's gone.
Absolutely.
Okay, number four.
Okay.
Will the Thunder stay in last place in the Northwest Conference division?
Thunder.
Because right now they're 3-11. I think they're 3-11 right now.
3-11 and in last place. Who's mm-hmm. above them? I can't remember. Who's above them?
Oh, Trailblazers. I got a brain fart. I'll be honest with you. I could tell you
but
one
I
minute,
think,
but
I think they may be redeemable once Durant comes back.
Well, you know, right now they're without Durant and
Russell Westbrook.
And Westbrook. Yeah, they're without both of them.
Right. That's why I'm saying I don't think they will. I don't think their pride will keep them in last place. You know, I think once they get some steady, you know, those at least one of those two players back, you know, because that's their nucleus, those two.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's funny because if you look at it, you know. You know, nobody thought that they would be this right now, last place,
mm-hmm.
even without Westbrook.
Absolutely not.
You know, it's like I guess the team is just not, maybe they're dependent so much on Westbrook and Durant, but they have like
mm-hmm.
Jeremy Lamb. They got some people. They got some players, but it's just, It's not coming together.
Now, speaking of Jeremy Lamb, I used to like to watch him when he played college ball, you know, and once he
mm-hmm.
became into the NBA, you know, I didn't see that same game.
Well, you know, sometimes when you go to the pros, you have to change your game. College
mm-hmm.
is a different world. College basketball is a different world. And by the way, the other teams in their conference are the Denver Nuggets, the Utah Jazz, and the Minnesota Timberwolves, besides the Trailblazers.
Uh-huh.
And the Trailblazers beasting right now, so
uh-huh.
they Trailblazers are doing well right now.
Oh yes.
So okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Number five.
Okay, number five. Oh, you keep your count, huh? Okay, number five. Okay, in the Southwest Division, who is going to win that division? Who would you give the who would you consider to be the favorite right now? And in that conference,
Southwest.
You have.
Is that the conference with the Grizzlies?
Yep. Grizzlies, Spurs, Rockets, Mavericks, and the Pelicans.
Okay, I'm going with the Grizzlies. Because you want to talk about beasting, they're leading any and everybody.
I agree. But, dude, it's still early. You going to count out the Spurs?
The Spurs, I'm seeing in number two, you know, because they're an older team, you know. I do know that Pop has a tendency to rest his players, as we spoke of last week.
Exactly.
But sometimes when you rest them, they don't stay as game ready as someone that's playing, you know, their scheduled games.
I can go with that. You know, I can go with that. I will say, out of all the teams in this division, I love Anthony Davis. That's my dude right there.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, from the Pelicans, yo, he carrying them. Right now, he's carrying them.
Okay, now I've got to be totally honest with you with as far as Anthony Davis, with you and your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I watched him in college. I watched him play college ball.
Yeah,
he's a very exciting player. But his first year in the NBA, it had me a little nervous because I don't know if it's because he had to build himself up, you know, and acclimate his game to that next level. But
he had to grow up.
I was worried that he wouldn't bring that same intensity that he brought to his college game. Did you not see that?
Yeah. His first year, he was a little timid. You know, he was a little timid. He had to understand that he was playing with men now. I'm not playing with college athletes. I'm playing with grown men, you know, dudes with beards and babies and stuff. He's like, I got, so, you know, his second year, you could tell he was rounding into something. And this year, he came out like a bullet. He's just like, yo, I'm a man too now. Maybe he done had a couple babies, you know. He's like, I'm a man now. He's like, dude, I'm not a little... Yeah, I'm not a young buck no more. I'm a man now. So I got them. I hope that he could keep them at least in contention. But
I
still got
to stay healthy though, Jazz, because he was had a tendency to be on the injured list.
You're right.
You know?
You're right. Yeah. And it's gonna be hard staying healthy because he is their do it all guy. He does it all. He does it all.
He's like our Melo, you know, that when you depend on a player that much. don't let me cut you.
Here we go with the Melo thing again. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm beginning to realize you need one Melo. You know, you need one Melo shout out every show. So let's have your Melo shout out. There you go.
Let's go, Melo.
All right, cool. Okay. All right. Now,
but when you depend
on
that one player for everything, you know, they have a tendency to wear it down.
You're right. Absolutely. I mean, you can't do it all. You can't do it all and conserve energy, and you can't do that. I mean, so I agree. I just hope that he, you know, doesn't get hurt, and he at least can stretch his game even more. See what else he can do. So the last question I have for you is, are the Lakers that bad?
Yes. No hesitation.
Okay.
I know that's your baby boy's team. Is that right?
He loves some Kobe. He a Kobe guy. You know,
I like Kobe.
I don't know.
I know.
When I see him later on, he's gonna be like, "Man, I can't believe y'all talking about Kobe like that." I'm sorry. It's real.
Tell him to call in and rep his Kobe next time when we got trash Kobe. Kobe, but the Lakers.
Well, they need to make some major. Well, you know, at least they got rid of D'Antonio, so that's a step in the right direction. I'm not sure if my man is the right one, but you know, Brian, you know, Byron Scott, he is the he was part of the Showtime and all that. So hopefully he could bring a little bit of mystique back. Uh-huh. But they don't have to. They don't have the players for anything. They don't. They don't have the players to do much of anything. And no. I don't know.
And it's.
Also
with the Lakers, you know, all Kobe is doing is just. I think at this point, he's just putting up numbers.
Well, yeah,
he's not sharing the ball like he should. He's putting up numbers to get the stats up. And who he's chasing? MJ.
But share the ball with who? Who's going to get the ball? But Swaggy P? Swaggy P going to get the ball?
But you got to get your teammates involved, though. You can't be selfish basketball.
Hey, man.
But how are they supposed to get players get better if you're hogging the ball? Come on.
I feel you. But, you know, that's not
that's not Kobe.
At this point, Kobe is all about the legacy. So... You know, if it was all about team, he wouldn't have took the $42 million over 2 years. Mm-hmm. If it was all about team.
Mm-hmm.
But
now
it's Kobe. I mean, I ain't mad at him. You know, I get that dough, man. Go get that money. But when you go get that money, you don't end up with a whole lot of money to spend on the other stuff, on other players. And then you end up with a team like this.
Exactly.
So
exactly. And
on that
losing team note, we're going to take another commercial break. Not to rub it in, L.A. Lakers fans.
We're going to take a
break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
I'm staying connected this time.
Damn. Okay, I'm still in. Okay. I can't hear the commercial. Okay.
They call themselves the Dope Girls, and they quickly find out what a dope girl once loved about the game could now turn deadly. Their envy friendships is threatened with quick money, and betrayal seeps into the cracks of their bond, crumbling their foundation with hate. The same. Keep your enemies close and your friends even closer would have worked if the friends they thought they had not ultimately become the enemies. You never know who could be waiting in the cut to take your spot. Fall into the pages of F. Chameleon as she shows you just how devious deception can be. Devious Deception by author F. Chameleon. Available at Boss Lady Publishing. Check it out.
So?
Okay, we're back live. You're listening to The Scoreboard with Jazz and Tony on this Tuesday evening, talking all things sports. Jazz trying to trip me up with these basketball questions, but I'm on it. I'm representing
you,
lady. I am on it. I got 6-6.
Yeah, she represented. She represented. I gotta say, you represented. So, before we get off the air, I wanted to just touch on, did you see the fight?
No, I didn't see the fight. I'm not a big boxer fan, but I guess I'm going to have to add that to my repertoire.
Dude, Pacquiao did. He knocked my man down 5 times. It was a thorough beating. But, you know, right now, the big talk is him and Floyd fighting finally after, you know, 10, 12 years of it not happening. So I just wanted to say that, you know, I hope that it happens because, you know, it should. It's the fight that needs to happen. It needs to happen. I mean, there's no way. The one thing is Floyd hasn't fought anybody in their prime.
Uh-huh.
And if he's going to go out undefeated, it would be wrong. Like my man said at work, it would be wrong for him to go out undefeated without fighting Pacquiao.
Now, would he hold as much weight if he was to do that as far as his ranking?
Well, I mean, depending on who you talk to, but for a real fan such as myself, you can't retire without fighting Pacquiao, because if you look at ranking, if you got Floyd 1, then you got Pacquiao 2. If you got Pacquiao 1, you got Floyd 2. The best two fighters in era still fight each other. With Muhammad Ali, he fought Joe Frazier, he fought Foreman, he fought Ernie Shavers, he fought everybody.
Larry, that's what I was about to say. Thing. I was about to bring those two up, you know, as a correlation, yeah, as far as the two greats in that era.
So when you're talking about eras, in this era of flash and pan, Mayweather, if he's, because he's undefeated, if he's going to retire undefeated, he should fight Pacquiao to at least say, yo, I am really the best. Because if he doesn't fight Pacquiao, for him to say he's the best, you're always going to have somebody saying, well, he didn't fight Pacquiao. Are you really the best? Are you scared? You know, so.
And that's where that pride comes in, because then that'll be a true test.
Absolutely.
His skill.
And if you want to, and I'll put it on the record, if they fight, Pacquiao will go away.
So you would be going with Pacquiao over him?
Absolutely.
Over Floyd?
And the reason why is because if you look at Pacquiao's record, Pacquiao has fought everybody. He's fought.
Okay, we're
going
to try that again, Jazz. We want our listeners to hear what you're saying. Yeah, something happened with your mic again.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, you know, Pacquiao has fought accomplished fighter.
Okay, hold on one second. Hold that thought, Jazz. I'm going to try to refresh and see if we can get a clearer perception for you.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Okay, try it again.
All right, is that a little better?
That's just a little bit better, because
okay.
I want our listeners to hear what you're saying about these two great fighters.
Well, I just want to say that there's no reason why the fight should have happened. The fight should have happened 5 years ago. And that's the thing. Everybody who follows boxing should know the fight should happen. I believe in that. It should happen. So I'm gonna leave it at that. I could go on another 20 minutes about it, but why bother?
I know. So that's gonna be the fight of the century, winning if it should happen, huh?
Oh, absolutely. They said that, you know, the estimations are the fight could gross $200 million.
Wow. Okay, so that would be equivalent of the Frazier Muhammad Ali fight back at on our era.
On 10, yes. Except, it exactly. That would be the equivalent. Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be the equivalent. So, I hope it happens. I hope so.
But then, see, then I'm going to have to get some boxing in under my belt so I can talk and go with the underdog. You know, I don't
think
the underdog.
Well, that would be nice, because, you know, I listen, you know, as a I listen to other sports shows periodically, and nobody ever talks about boxing, or, you know, they always talk about the stuff that you see on ESPN. That's it. Dude, boxing is a sport, too. I love boxing.
True.
I follow boxing a lot. So,
true.
You know, I like that. I want to divvy into a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? Besides the regular stuff that everybody looks at.
Sounds good.
So,
my husband loves boxing, so I can use him as my soundboard, as
absolutely.
My learning tree.
Absolutely. Tell exactly. Well, now I know where you're going to get your information from. You cheating.
Nah. And plus, my son is coming home tonight, so I'll use him as a soundboard also. So I can't
Excellent.
Wait to get in.
Excellent. I that'll work. That'll work.
As long as I get my info and I can kind of put it together and make it Tony's. you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you got to put your little, you got to put your spin on it.
I got to put my spin on it, so it'll be all mine.
Absolutely.
Thank everybody for tuning in on this Tuesday evening with the scoreboard. You're listening to Tony and Jazz.
Absolutely.
Sports. We want to thank you for tuning in and look for us next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And Jazz, you want to let them know quickly how they can get in touch with you again and watch your YouTube?
Well, absolutely. My YouTube is under the heading Chopping It Up at the Shop. It's me and my partners. We just chat. We talking just like this. Take a listen. Write a comment. If you got any questions, let me know. I'll get back with you. I guarantee it.
All right. And also, I want to remind everybody this Friday, Black Friday, to look for that drop by Arthur S. Chameleon from Boss Lady Publishing. Make sure you cop that, because I know firsthand that is a good read. And we want to represent for her first drop and make it a success. And don't forget, Blue Jackson is coming right behind that with Malicious Intent. Now, anybody that knows Blue Jackson's pen, you know she brings it. So she got some big fans out there. And I am one of her new ones.
Perfect. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. So look for those. Devious Deception by S. Chameleon on Friday, and Blue Jackson, Malicious Intent, to follow shortly. And Jazz and I are going to say good night once again, and thanks for joining us.
All right, good night, baby. One love. Later.
Bye-bye.
Oh, now you were one lucky nigger.
You better listen to your boss, white boy.
Oh, I'm going to go walking in the moonlight with you.
You want to hold my hand?
Black covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay their ass in. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black covers. Black covers.